Thank you so much for calling, Marshall. How are you doing today?
Good. I'm doing great. I won't take much of your time. I just want to confirm you got the latest in corrections before it goes through.
Yep, absolutely.
I sent you a text.
I think you accidentally. Yep, you accidentally sent the text to Daniel, and he forwarded me the
Oops.
Text. So I have shared this with the
God.
Team, and by tomorrow, no worries at all. So I have shared it with the team, and by tomorrow I'm going to share the complete file with the latest edit made.
Okay, now I have one more. The reason I'm finding
sure.
all these errors is because
mm-hmm.
I'm preparing a very interesting lecture,
mm-hmm.
which I'm going to be giving in a number of places. My granddaughter is with me. She's teaching me how to use PowerPoint. So I'm putting together a really interesting lecture. And I'm discovering these spelling errors. So let me give you another one, and then I won't hold you too long. So number 74, you want to write this down?
Okay.
Number 74 is bleed. On the second line, it reads, Tsar Nicholas's son, Alexei. I spelled it A-L-E-X-I, but it should be spelled A-L-E-X-E-I. You have to put an E in after the X and before the I in Alexei on the second line.
So it's going
line.
To be E. Can you spell out the correct one?
Yes. A-L-E-X-E-I.
Okay, perfect. Perfect, perfect.
And that's it. So hopefully once that gets done, I'll be good. I'm getting calls from all kinds of weird people.
Yeah, Marshall, it's understandable. You know what basically happens is that when the book gets published, it's something that is common with many of our clients. So basically what happened with many of the clients lately was that once the book gets published or once your book goes online and people get to know who the publishers are, who the team is, they try to reach out to the client, offering them way less packages, offering them multiple different solutions as well, different services.
I get the picture now that I've had about five of these, so I get the picture now.
Yep.
But absolutely. Anyway.
So just sharing one of these as well. And there was one more case where a client came, client just signed up like 2 days back, and he came from all sort of publishers as well. He signed up with three different publishers. So basically what happened was that he published his book with one of the publishers, with one of our competitors. He then got a call after the publishing, and they deemed to be informing the client that he has paid a lot, or they could have offered the same package for a different price or should have offered more services. The client then went ahead for another book with the second company, and till now he's still working on his book. So at the so this is how the case is, that just finding the shortcuts, people keep on messing up.
Anyway, well, yeah, I mean, I'm getting the picture now. I see it. Although I don't think I'm sorry at all about going to this book fair. I think it's going to be good.
No, Marshall, it's understandable, and I would encourage you for that. The only thing that I mentioned to you was that these book fairs, they're very, very good. The only thing that I mentioned to you to be cautious was just make sure that you don't pay any hefty amount, and if there's any amount that they're asking, do
ask. I have
to
pay something, but, yeah, I just I get it.
Yep.
All right.
So just do,
well, great. So
do check with me once. Mm-hmm.
Yep. This is the final correction, I'm hoping, so proceed. Make sure you
absolutely.
Get them all, and let me text me or call me when I'm ready to look at it to confirm, and then I'll okay it.
Sure, sounds
time.
Great.
All right, Josh.
Sure,
thank you so
I'll
much.
Do that.
Take care.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Marshall. Take care. Have a great day.
You too.